The celebrity and the title does not appear in this comedy podcast. If that is okay with you, enjoy the podcast.
And welcome to the Trevor Fogel podcast for Westwood One UK. This week we have been celebrating 60 years of Doctor Who, and this episode is a new episode! Yes! And I think people will be thinking, but you've had Matt Smith on before. And I like to say to that person, shut up. This is definitely no. I know who I'm thinking of. Oh, I've won Countdown. Oh, I've got a teapot. Yo. Yes, yo. Yeah, I can see you giggling with your little giggly face. He's got a little giggly face, he has. With his little dimples.
Hello, Joseph Bartram, friend of the show.
You got a friend in me.
No, this is a new podcast, and I've got some questions for Sebastian. Now, I've listened and go out this week, Sebastian. Why have you put a proclaimer at the beginning? We don't need to do that. Stupid people won't listen to this podcast. They understand the concept. They understand what's going on with the podcast. Yes. And the fact we haven't got a budget. But yes, they will understand what is going on. So what have you been doing that for? What? Legal reasons. That is good enough for me. So, this week's guest is Matt Smith, who has been in Secret Diary of a Call Girl. That was when Billy Piper decided to leave Doctor Who and become a prostitute. I must have done that joke before. I'm not listening back to all the podcasts. The reason these are happening at the moment is because the Small Screen 90s guys are busy. So they've asked me to put out some stuff.
But AMJ still has time to make videos about finding Christmas trees. Just saying.
And we will agree that this is more high quality than what they normally put out. He was one of the people, that was one of the customers that came in and said, "Hello, Billy, can I have a bit off?" They said, "You're going to have 100% off if you give me the right amount of money." It was in Blue Peter. Now, in the regular podcast, the boys, middle-aged men, they were going to review Love and Monsters by Doctor Who, but it's not happening now. But it just so happens that I have one of their notes here. So I'm going to go through the notes and I'm going to tell you what I think of Love and Monsters. Here we go.
Let's go.
We'll be right back. So the episode opens on a TARDIS, and the man, Elton, is running around chasing the Doctor. And it's a bit like Scooby-Doo, running around with the buckets and stuff. What happens in the episode is that they build this club up where they want to follow the Doctor because they fancy David Tennant. So they made this club up. It's really fun. And then Peter Kay comes in with a moustache and goes, hang on a minute, you're not searching properly. I can help you search properly. And so they search properly. And then one by one, the man, Victor Kennedy, says to the people, oh, can you stay afterwards? And he kills him. He kills him in broad daylight. And then at the end, they go back in the room to try and find someone. And there's a green blob in there, a big fat green blob, which was drawn by a kid from Blue Peter. This is what I'm talking about it now for. They were asked to put the Zorbaloff into the episode of Doctor Who. If I was Russell T. Davis, I'd go, yeah, he won the competition. Yeah, he won it. Yeah, but I'm going to stick him in the background. What, have a full episode with Peter Kay? No, you can shove off, mate. No, not a full episode. I've been joking. I've gone ahead in time, because there's Doctor Who. Anyway, so what happens next?
Hello, welcome to the middle of the show. Welcome back.
They're going through the streets. Elton is trying to find Jackie Tyler because he found out that she is related to Rose Tyler. He's going, I'm going to search. I'm going to have a long search, trying to find where she could possibly be.
And so it began, the impossible task, to scour the mean streets, to search a major capital city for an unknown girl, to hunt down that face in a seething metropolis of lost souls, to find that one girl in 10 million.
And then Bella Emberg turns up and says, oh, she lives in the flat round the corner.
Oh, that's Rose Tyler. She lives just down there, back of house number 48. And mother's Jackie Tyler. Nice family. A bit odd.
Bella Emberg, off of Russ Abbott, is in this episode. And she's doing a washing, and he flirts with Elton, and it turns out that all she wants her for is to find out where her daughter is, which sounds a bit creepy. Anyway, so then the Doctor turns up. He hasn't been in our episode. It's one of those bottleneck episodes where they recorded two at once to save money, the BBC. So he turns up, and she goes, what have you said to my mum?
You upset my mum.
And then she goes to, and then all the people inside Peter Kay, it only makes sense if you watched it, all go in and out, and then he kills him. And his love, Ursula, was inside Peter Kay. And the Doctor says, hang on a minute, Elton, get a spade. And he gets a spade.
Elton, fetch a spade.
He digs her out. So all he's got is her head. At the end, he says, we've still got a love life, which means a blowjob joke in a kid's show. It's basically what it meant. And then the next week, it's the 2012 Olympics. This is not an old one I'm recording. This is recorded in 2023. Lots of things have happened at the moment. Nigel Farage is in the jungle. And other things have happened as well. Oh, the guy that invented the Zorbaloff was called William Graham. Oh, and Mr. Skinner is Alexandra the meerkat. Oh, simples. That one. Anyway, sorry. All right, so we've done that. Oh, let's lock it in!
I tell you what, Elton. Here we are, complete strangers, and I'm flashing you my knickers. Ding, ding.
He was in An Adventure in Time and Space. He's not anymore. He's been kicked off by Judy Gadwa. I watched it the other night and he's He's in it. I knew they would. I didn't think they were going to put out something that's old. So I think now, on the 50th anniversary, they're going to, instead of saying the old phrase they used to say, they're going to say, I didn't know when I was well off. All 15 of them. No, sir. All 16. And then shoot to get was eyes there, like Peter Capaldi's eyebrows. Is in Doctor Who with Karen Gillan. Sebastian, I've gone. Surname, Sebastian. Come on, surname. Dalek. No, I'm just thinking about the plungers. No, it's made it worse. No, say another name. Cybermen. You know, I think I find them sexy as well. I know I'm weird. I know. Say another name. Centauran. Oh, they've got a big potato head, haven't they? I like that big potato head. Oh, say another name, Sebastian. K9. Ah, that's done it. Thank you. He was in Terminator Genesis. It had a bald head. That's why an episode of Doctor Who had a bald head. Yeah. I've watched it. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it, isn't he? He's playing a stupid Terminator. An old Terminator. It's the fashion with the movies, isn't it? Get a franchise. Bring back the old characters. Make some money. There's some Pride and Prejudice and zombies. Because Pride and Prejudice wasn't enough. We needed something else. What else could we have in it? Let's have some zombies. The Crown, he was in it. It was playing Prince Philip. It's coming to an end soon. You'll never guess how it ends. It's got Diana in it. Oh, how could it possibly end? Oh, who washes that crap? You can't tell me that you are amazed by the cliffhangers. All you have to do is go and read a newspaper. Or be alive while it was happening. He's in This Time with Alan Partridge. Alan Partridge has got a new audiobook out. Big Beacon! On Audible, where he charges people. But I've also realised this has got adverts in this podcast, so I'm sort of charging you without charging you. So I'm as bad as him. Some of you are probably saying, but what happened to the political podcast? Well, I tried to do it, and then Farage went in the jungle, then David Cameron was meant to be on, and then he got another job. He'll be back soon with, I don't know, Anne Widdecombe. And Last Night in Soho, that is the Edgar Wright film, where it's about Last Night in Soho. Yeah, that's what it's about. No, it's about a lady, and I don't want to spoil it. Anyway, it's got his normal stuff he's got in an Edgar Wright film, which is, you think you know what's happening, but you don't. And then right at the end, you do know what's happening. Superworm? No idea what that is. I should have really Googled it before I came on. He's not going to be happy with that, is it? Come on, Trevor, talk about Superworm. And Morbius with Jared Leto.
Hello, it's a me, Mario. Hello. Hello, there. It's a me, Jared Leto. Oh, yes. Yes, I was in that film where I had to play the Mario.
Let's go.
Is that someone else's joke? Camilla Mayer. Yeah. I like him on Greatest Hits Radio. And Ken Bruce. Until once. I was watching it, and Mark Goodyear was on, and this little fella came on, did a pop quiz. I don't like you. No. He kept banging on about being on Countdown. I was like, that's it, stop it. No, no one cares about your Countdowns, mate. House of the Dragon, that is the Game of Thrones sequel, prequel. I never watched Game of Thrones. I like it when the lady walks down the street naked and they'll yell shame. I like that bit. I like Peter Dinklage. He's very good. Is you ring him up, Sebastian? Yeah, well, it's a Trevor Feelgood podcast. We might as well not break with tradition. Yeah, got his phone number there. He's the ex-directory. Yeah. Hello, Matt Smith. Yeah, it's Trevor. Yeah, meant to do my podcast today. You can't come. Why not? Oh, he's recording the next series of Game of the Dragon. House of the Dragon. Sorry. You're good friends with Karen Gillan, aren't you? Have you got a number? Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know she's got a restraining order. Yeah, I know, yeah. I'm not allowed near any of the Comic Cons anymore. How'd you come up with your funny things? The writer writes them down in the script. It's good for the writers now, isn't it? They're back after the strike. Yeah. Yeah, I only just said that so people realise that this wasn't recorded like 5 years ago. This is actually a new episode. Yeah, that's why. Oh, yeah, in the middle, I kept mentioning Nigel Farage being in the jungle. And David Cameron's new job. He's a lord now. He's like, yeah, he's a don't swear. Right, this is going out the day of the 60th anniversary. Are you in it? Right, listeners, so it doesn't spoil anything, I'm not telling you what he said. Oh, we have to watch. Will he be in it? Will he not be in it. He might be in it. It's silly sometimes, isn't it? Oh, there's a Marvel character in a Marvel. Oh, there was a Doctor Who thing in a Doctor Who thing. Wow. Oh, look, someone from Star Wars was in Star Wars. Anyway, all right, okay. Right, we'll see you later, Matt Smith. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. He can't come. He's filming the new series of A Game of Pawn. Thank you much for listening. This has been Trevor for a Good Podcast for Westwood One UK. Please buy my t-shirts from trevortees.com. And also, it's Black Friday deal, which is if you buy one, I will say thank you to you. That is my Black Friday deal. Anyway, thank you for listening and bollocks to a lot of you. Bye-bye. Enjoy Doctor Who tonight if you're listening on the 25th. If you're not listening on the 25th, oh, wasn't it good? Anyway, bye-bye.